Blog Talk Radio.
This is Mighty Men of Valor with your host, Reverend Cleveland Howell III, a Living Save Ministries production. We invite you to listen as Reverend Cleveland Howell III teaches young men using sound biblical doctrine and personal life experience how to live a better life in this world. And now, without any further delay, here is your host, Reverend Cleveland Howell III. This is Mighty Men of Valor with your host, Reverend Cleveland Howell III, a Living Save Ministries production. We invite you to listen as Reverend Cleveland Howell III teaches young men using sound biblical doctrine and personal life experience how to live a better life in this world. And now, without any further delay, here is your host, Reverend Cleveland Howell III.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. We thank you for being with us. We were having some difficulties tonight. Amen. And we thank the Lord for this opportunity just to share tonight. Amen. So we're going to go forward tonight with the Word of God. Amen. And we thank the Lord for this opportunity. We thank God for everything that He's done and everything that He's doing tonight for each and every one of us. Amen. God is so good to us. So we're just going to continue to thank the Lord and magnify God and give Him all the praise and all the glory and all the honor which is due to His holy name. Amen. Father in heaven, we thank you tonight, oh God, for everything that you've done and for everything that you're doing. Lord, we just ask and pray, Lord, that you speak to our hearts and that you speak to our souls, oh God. And Lord, we thank you for allowing us to get back on the air, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for overcoming the obstacles, oh God, that we face tonight. Now, God, we thank you. Now, Lord, we just ask and pray, Heavenly Father, that your will and your way be done. Lord, speak to our hearts, speak to our souls, speak to our minds, oh God. Give us a word from thee. Oh God, we love you. Oh God, we thank you for everything that you've done and everything that you're going to do. God, we just praise your holy name, oh God. Lord, we thank you for all that you've done. Lord, we thank you for everything that you're going to do. Now, Lord, use us, lead us, guide us for your glory. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Well, we want to welcome and thank each and every one of you tonight for being with us on the Mighty Man of Valor show. Amen. I'm your host, Pastor Cleveland Howell III tonight. And amen. We thank the Lord for his word. Amen. If you have your Bibles with you, we're not going to prolong the time. We've lost some time, but if you have your Bibles with you tonight, I would like for you to turn with me to Revelation, amen, chapter 3, and we're going to read a few verses and see where the Lord takes us tonight. Amen. Revelation chapter 3, verses 7 through 12. I don't know if we get through all of them, but amen. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write, these things said he that is holy, he that is true, he that have the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. Verse 8, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. Amen. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Amen. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. Amen. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Verse 11, behold, I come quickly, hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Man, I'm going to take our sermon title from verse 11. Behold, I come quickly, hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. My brothers and my sisters, our sermon title for tonight is, he's coming back. Amen. So hold on to what you got. Amen. A lot of people in the world today, man, are holding on to a lot of materialistic things. Amen. Some of us today have some old things that you keep holding on to, knowing that you have that they have lost their value many years ago. And some people under the sound of my voice, some of you have clothes that you are still holding on to that are too small, they are outdated, and you keep saying to yourself, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to get back into the, or I'm going on a diet, and it hasn't happened yet. Amen. Some people are still holding on to that piece of furniture that you had in 1983. Amen. Just holding on to stuff for no reason. But as we examine our text tonight, amen, we find our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ speaking to one of the seven churches, amen, and he's sharing this message to the angel of the church in Philadelphia. Philadelphia was a loving church full of brotherly love, and he starts by saying, right, Christ presents himself to the church and said these things. And said these things, said, he that is holy, he that is true, he that had the key of David. Jesus wants you to know tonight that he is holy, amen, and he is true, and he's the one who holds the key to the entrance of the kingdom of God, amen. You can't buy your way in or work your way in, amen. Jesus tells us in John 14:6, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, amen, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. He goes on to tell us that he openeth and no man shut up. Only Christ can open doors of opportunity for you and I, and no man can shut anything on the people of God. Only Jesus Christ shut up. So when Christ shuts a door, no man can open it. So what is Jesus saying? He's letting you know tonight that only he can open the door to the kingdom of heaven. Amen. And only he can close it on you and I. He's the only one who can give us this opportunity. Then he goes on into the 8th verse, and Christ tells us what he has done for his church. Amen. He says, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, amen, and no man can shut it. There has been a lot of folk who have tried to close the door on you and I. Some folk wanted to close the door on you, but God, amen, even though you may have had some enemies along this Christian journey, Christ is letting us know today that I have set before you, amen, an open door, and no man can shut it. Jesus says, for thou hast a little strength. Jesus knew that the church in Philadelphia was a little weary, because they had to fight opposition to stay faithful to God, amen. And that's why he said, for thou hast a little strength, but he has given his church a great opportunity to stay faithful to him. He then says, and has not denied my name. A lot of folks under the sound of my voice, you have denied Christ. You have given up on Christ. You have become weary because of all the struggle and all the doors that have closed upon you. But I came by tonight to let someone know that Jesus wants us to be faithful. He says to be faithful to him. Then he says, and thou hast not denied my name. Christ knew that the church in Philadelphia never gave up. Amen. They held on, amen, to the bloodstained banner. They held on to what they had. They kept God's deep in their heart. They didn't let anything separate them from the love of Christ. They came to Sunday school. They came to Bible study, paid their tithes. Even though they had little strength, they kept fighting a good fight of faith. Amen. They remember what Jesus said in Revelation 2:10. Amen. A lot of folk in the church today are denying Christ of your gifts and your talents and your service to him. You better hold on to what you got. Amen. I'm not referring to Jesus. Amen. Because nothing materialistic is going to make it.
Then he goes on into the night verse. He said, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. Amen. He wants us to know. Jesus is reminding us tonight that there are a lot of churches around here and in this world which say that they are Christians. Amen. They say that they have been born again and are not. Jesus makes it plain. And Matthew, turn with me. Matthew 15. Matthew 15, verses 7, 8, and 9. Jesus makes it so clear. So that it's not a mystery, so that we can understand what is he saying to us. He said, ye hypocrites, amen. Well did Isaiah prophesy you, saying, this people draw nigh unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. He says, but in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. And he called the multitude and said unto them, hear and understand. Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man. A lot of folk are saying that they have the spirit of Christ, but they are filled with the spirit of Satan. He says, behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved. Here is another promise to the church that if we stay faithful and true to Jesus Christ, he will allow those who are being falsely taught by man's doctrine to come to the truth and acknowledge by coming and worshiping the true and living God that you and I serve. Amen. And they will know that I have loved thee. Why are we so special? Because we are holding on to the truth. Amen. So listen to me tonight. You better hold on to what you got. And look at verse 10, where Jesus goes back into the text. He says, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Jesus is telling us tonight, because thou hast kept the word of my patience or my perseverance, because you have held on to my word, you have swallowed the whole row. Amen. Jesus promises that no matter what persecution may come to the church, no matter how hard the Antichrist fights you on your job, and even in the church, Jesus says, I will keep thee, amen, from the hour of temptation. Great tribulation, great tests have already come against God's church. But like he told Peter in Matthew 16 and 18, if you can just hold on to what you got, you can make it no matter what may come our way. Somebody under the sound of my voice right now needs to hold on to what you got. Your money can't get you into heaven. Your wardrobe won't make it. Your works won't make it. You have to know Jesus as your personal Savior. We must hold on tightly to the basic truth of our Christian faith and beware of any new teachings that will turn us away from the Word of God. Following man's doctrine will have you messed up. We must hold on to the word of God. Revelation chapter 2, verse 25 tells us this. But that which ye have already hold fast till I come. We need to hold on and understand that Jesus is coming soon. And we need to hold fast to what we got. He says, and he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. And he says, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. He says, and I will give him the morning star. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. Amen. We need to be listening tonight that you need to hold on to what you got. Amen. We need to realize here in Revelation chapter 2, verse 10, to fear none of those things. See, even when we're going through the valley of the shadow of death, we can't be fearful. We need to hold on to the truth of God's word. We need to stand on the promises of God's word. He says here, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Hold on to what you got. We need to know that if we hold on, we will receive a crown of glory. Turn with me to 1 Peter, amen, 5 and 4. 1 Peter 5 and 4, amen. 1 Peter 5 and 4. And the Bible tells us this. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Amen. Don't you worry. 2 Timothy 4 and 8. Turn with me. 2 Timothy 4 and 8. And the Bible tells us this. 2 Timothy 4 and 8. That if you hold on, you will be able to have a crown of righteousness. He said, henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Do you love Jesus appearing? Do you love Jesus? Do you love our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Do you love him? If you love Jesus, you'll hold on to what you got. So what do you have? You got the word in you. You have the truth in you. Amen. Jesus says, I am the way. If you're looking for a way to a better life, if you're looking for a way to get to the place where you need to be in love with Jesus. I had an opportunity last night to sing a song about falling in love with Jesus. It's the best thing that you or I could ever do. But the only way that we're going to be able to fall in love with Jesus is that we got to hold on to what we got. And Jesus was telling the church, hold on. Don't give up. Back to the text, verse 12. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write up on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write up on him my new name. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said. Church, are you listening to what Jesus is telling you tonight? To hold on, his new name. His name revealed character. Christ's new name symbolizes all that he is by virtue of his redemptive work for all mankind. This awaits the second coming. Amen. So that's why we got to hold on to what we got. Amen. One, him, he says, him that overcometh, one who is victorious, a conqueror who prevails in struggle, to hold on to what they have. God wants to make you a pillar in the church. Psalm 1 talks about who is a blessed man. He's planted, amen, by the rivers of water, and nothing that comes his way shall remove him. This reference to the name gives a guarantee of eternal security, amen, and is found only in Jesus Christ. The name of my God shows ownership. The name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, shows heavenly citizenship, which is the future dwelling of God's people. Those of us who hold on will have a new citizenship in God's future kingdom, where everything is pure, everything is holy, everything is righteous, amen, and we will be with our Redeemer. We will be with our Savior Master. We will be with our Jehovah Jireh. I want to challenge you tonight, my brothers and my sisters, you better hold on to what you got, and don't let the devil trick you. Don't let the devil take away what God has placed in you. That's what's going on right now. A lot of people are being fooled by the devil, and the devil is tricking you, thinking that you can make it without Jesus. But I want to tell somebody tonight that you're nothing without Jesus Christ. Amen. You can't make it. There's nothing you can do. You can't do anything. You can't go anywhere without having Jesus as your personal Savior. Is there one tonight who wants to accept Christ as their personal Savior? Is there one tonight who realizes that, man, I'm nothing without Jesus? I'm telling you right now, you're nothing without Christ. So stop fooling yourself, thinking that you can make it. That's what Christ was telling the church in Philadelphia, to hold fast to what you got. Hold on to the truth. Hold on to being faithful. Hold on to be obedient. Hold on to serving God with your whole heart. God's not looking for no partial relationship. He wants all of you. Amen. Are you willing tonight? Somebody has to be willing to give their heart to Jesus. Will you be that one? He says here in verse 20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. We thank you tonight for being with us on the Mighty Man of Valor show. And maybe the Lord has placed upon your heart to participate with us in this ministry. Amen. You have an opportunity to be a blessing to the ministry, just like the Lord has placed it out here to be a blessing to you. Continue to follow us. Continue to pray for us. Continue to fast with us and for us, that we will be all that God is calling for us to be in these last and evil days, and that we will continue to keep preaching truth, that we will continue to keep preaching sound doctrine so that souls will be saved for the kingdom of God. What about you tonight? Is there one who wants to pray? Just press 1 on your receiver so we can pray with you tonight before we go. Is there one? Is there one tonight? Is there one who maybe have something they want to say tonight? Feel free to press 1 before we get off the air tonight. Amen. We love you, and we want to continue to pray for you, that you be all that God has called for you to be, and that you continue to hold on to what you got now. Don't let go. Tie that knot and keep holding on. Keep being that pillar. Keep being that vessel that God wants to use for his glory. You can do it. You can do it. But I challenge you tonight to keep holding on. Amen. Keep holding on. Well, we love you, and we thank you for being with us tonight on the Mighty Man of Valor show. Amen. God bless you tonight. He did it all for you. This is why you need to hold on to what you got. God bless you tonight. Amen.